Hey everybody, I'm Tim Mackey at Bible Project, and for this week's Church at Home, we are continuing our series of reflections on some of the bad words in the Bible. These are biblical words that are used to describe the broken human condition, and today we're going to focus on the word transgression, which refers to how people betray or violate trust with each other. It's not hard to think of ways that we might betray a friend or a family member. It happens when we break a promise or do something that violates the trust that they have in us. But in the Bible, the word transgress is also used to describe how we break trust with someone that you might not even know or have a relationship with. So how does that work? In the opening chapters of the book of the prophet Amos, he calls out the nation of Israel and the neighbors around them for what today we would call war crimes. These are acts of violence by one community or tribe against another, and Amos calls these transgressions, violations of trust. But what trust does he think is being violated here? Underneath this is Amos's biblical assumption that all humans are made as the image of God, which means there ought to be a universal trust between us all, that we all should be treated with dignity and respect. And when one group perpetrates or passively allows the mistreatment of another group, he calls this a betrayal of trust. It's transgression. Another implication of the claim that humans are made as the image of God is that how we relate to others is how we relate to God. They're not different things. And so betrayal of trust against another human is transgression against the God whom they image. This is why followers of Jesus cannot ignore the grievous transgressions that are currently in the spotlight of our culture. The recent murder of George Floyd is another tragic example of the unjust treatment that Black and Indigenous people of color face in America. And it's forcing the whole world to reckon once again with the age-old transgression of racial injustice that still pervades our world today. These are violations of trust against both people and God on an individual and corporate level. And these communal transgressions are magnified versions of the ways that we as individuals break trust with each other when we act to benefit ourselves at the expense of, or at least the neglect of, those around us. And so we invite you to meditate on Psalm 32, which leads us to confess our transgressions and trust that God is willing to forgive those who betray him. But just as our transgressions against people and God are intertwined, so God's forgiveness of me personally should drive me outwards towards other people as well. And this is why we also invite you to consider Paul's words in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, where he says that the love of the Messiah compels him to share with the world God's message of reconciliation. God did not hold our transgressions against us. Rather, he chose to be reconciled with us through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. So followers of Jesus should be present in the front lines of peacemaking and reconciliation in our own day. And so what could the love of God compel you to do this week? How could you play a role in being a part of healing the violations of trust that have taken place in your city, in your neighborhood, or right in your own family? There may be an opportunity waiting if we have eyes to see it. And so may God have mercy on us, and may he give us courage and wisdom to love our neighbor as ourselves in the week ahead.